As you can probably hear from my voice, I am losing it. I've got a sore throat. Used some throat spray earlier on, and my tongue's gone numb. So this is the Bug Puff Poppy Pipe. Show again. Hi everybody, this is the Bugcast episode 45. It's Friday the 23rd of January and it's just about 10 past 9 in the evening. That first song was In This Moment and the track was called Forever. This is one of a couple of tracks in this week's that have been inspired by other podcasters that I associate with. Rowley from the Dark Compass podcast, I'll put a link to his show in the show notes today. He played this track in a past episode of Amped, which is the official podcast of the Association of Music Podcasters. And I heard that and thought, cool, I like that. So I nicked it and I'm playing it, so there you go. Introductions. I introduced the show myself this evening, which I think was very cruel of everybody, bearing in mind that I had a sore throat and there won't be much of me talking today. I think that's going to be much a given. If you want to provide any intros for future shows, I do need intros from next week onwards, and I'll give you the email at the end of the show as to where you can send your file. Thanks as always to the guys from the Dumbed Down Life. Who said thief? I haven't got the chat room open, but the little title bar at the top of the tab in Firefox, it flashes when someone said something, and someone said thief. I forgot what I was saying. Yes, thanks to the guys from the Dumbed Down Life podcast for the use of their chat room and server. And thank you also to everybody who is in the chat room at the moment. The chat room, I think, is the biggest I have ever seen it. In there at the moment, we have got Leonie, Geordie from work, an unknown guest who has decided not to change their nickname yet, Helly, Ian, Katie, Lisa, Marcus, Caroline, who incidentally is in the chat room, but she's not listening to the show. She's watching Twilight on her PC for about the billionth time this week. We've also got another Ian, known as Veterinari, who's a friend of mine, lives down in London, and Darren, who's a first-time listener to the show. So welcome, one and all. Thank you very much for joining this evening. Right. The news this week has been dominated by one man. Yeah.
Are you prepared to take the oath, Senator?
I am.
I, Barack Hussein Obama,
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will execute the office of President to the United States faithfully.
That I will execute
the office of President of the United States faithfully. And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Yes, this is the news that Barack Hussein Obama has been sworn in as the 44th President of the United States. A ceremony that was somewhat marred by the fact that someone in authority decided that the oath of office that you just heard was not actually valid. Well, you heard it was a little bit chopped around. So he had to take the oath again inside the Oval Office before he sat down. He's made an amazing impact within the first couple of days of him being in office by announcing that the controversial Guantanamo Bay detention camp in Cuba will be shut down within a year. Now, I know I'm not alone in thinking that this man is going to do some awesome things for the United States over the next 4 years and beyond. If he does well. And I also know I'm not alone in hoping that other nation leaders around the world be inspired by him. But we shall see. So, yes, welcome to presidency. Another important news story, certainly for some of us. I mentioned back in episode 30 that Tony Hart had suffered a couple of strokes. And that being said, he would be unable to perform his art from that point onwards. Well, the sad news is that last weekend, Tony Hart died. He was aged 83. Now, I'm sure he must have been suffering by him not being able to perform his life's passion, which is his art. But at least now he's drawing, painting, and presenting the gallery in the great art box in the sky. I said there's not going to be a lot of talking today, so I'm going to shut up and kick off some more awesome music.
Myself this question, have we gone too far? Whatever led us in this direction, were we chasing a shooting star? Going down in a blaze of glory, will they write us a different story? Oh no, no, I don't think so. And I keep asking myself, attention, or the skies turn gray. I don't think it was ever our intention, but things to end up this way. We just took till we had our fill. Never thought we'd have to pay the bill, so get your head straight before it's too late. And I get asking myself, have we gone too far? And I keep holding on to something maybe I should let go of. And I get asking myself, does it ever stop?
Listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hi, my name's Johnny Five, and I need someone to talk to. I know it seems strange, but it feels right all. Take all I want from you. Let's play a game for two.
I could even remember what the fight was about, but this time you went too far, and I knocked her down. It wasn't me to lose who I am. I became someone else, a vacant stare, and she lay there.
I could be your closest friend, your poster child, your spokesman now, or I'll save an anonymous through the chat box and down the wire. So am I in your sitting room right now? Right now, right now.
I'm ashamed of what I didn't want to turn me into a social freak. A social freak. Associated with losers, that is what you will become. And I succumb.
Thank you. Can't delete.
My youngest daughter, who's just fallen asleep. Oh, she's got you. Yeah, she's got hold of you, isn't she? Good night, sweetheart. See you in a minute. Yes, sorry about that. That was Animo and Johnny Five. Now, long-term listeners of the show will recognise that because I actually played that song back on episode 5, which is on the 4th of April last year. And this is the second of the two songs that have been inspired by other podcasters. And this was Colin from the Ouroboros podcast. And again, I'll put this link to his show in the show notes. He played that on the Made in the UK show. I think it was last week. He did a showcase of two of Animo's songs. And it led me to play that one again. A fantastic song. Really enjoyed that. Also, I called them Animo on episode 5. And apparently they are called Animo. So, yeah. The discussion, or the thing I mentioned earlier on about the presence of the United States seems to have sparked a little bit of discussion in the chat room. This first suggestion was that he wasn't the 44th president of the United States. And doing a bit of digging, he kind of is and kind of isn't. Hang on a second. It's to do with the ratification of the US Constitution in 1789. And that's when Washington was elected into the presidency. And I believe he is considered the first one. Now, since then, there have been 44 presidents. However, Grover Cleveland has counted twice because he served on two non-consecutive terms. I think he was the 22nd and the 24th president of the United States. So he has been counted twice. So in terms of people, there have only actually been 43 people serve as president of the US. But 44 presidents, which is really quite freaky. If you know anything else about that, then by all means drop me a line. following on from last week's show, the Anyone's Guess competition, I've had a disturbingly... Did you want something? A kiss.
One that I couldn't get.
The one you couldn't get because Cara was in the way, yes. Yes. Got to get some food. Marcus? Yeah, Mark. No, Mark's not in there today.
So you'll be doing it
on... I'll be eating during the show as I used to, yeah.
Nice and chompy.
sorry, yes, I've had a disappointingly low number of go away. Number of entries. I've only actually had two entries into the competition so far. Now, I'm wondering whether that might be because I never said when the competition ends. Now, for those of you who didn't... What? Yes, I know, it was very silly not telling people when the competition ended. So if you're new to the show, then what I would suggest you do, if you haven't done so already, go back and listen to episode 44. Episode 44... Episode 44 was... Yes, Geordie Pizza. Episode 44 was an interview with the band Anyone's Guess. And in that episode, a question was asked by the band for which you could then win a signed copy of their CD Point Counterpoint, which I'm holding up in front of the webcam, which is new to the show for those people that are listening to the stream live. If I hold it there long enough, it'll eventually appear on the image, which has been signed by the four members of the band. Well, I say the four members, the drummer Dan has left since, but it was Dan, Sonia, Manny and Clint who signed it. And again, if I hold that up, then maybe the people on the webcam will see it. And the question was in the show. I'm not going to tell you the question. You need to go back and listen to it if you didn't get it the first time. You need to send your competition entries to competition@thebugcast.org. I'm not going to accept any entries to any other email address. It has to be competition@thebugcast.org. And again, I'll put the email address in the show notes for this show. The closing date for the competition is midday. Hang on. What date are we now? 23rd. Yesterday was 22nd. 20th. Right, midday, UK time, on Thursday the 29th of January. I'll be announcing the winner next week on episode 46. Okay, so if you haven't entered already, do it now. If you haven't listened to the show, go and do it. All right, and then you've got a very good chance. Well, at the moment, it's a 50-50 chance. The two entries, assuming they've got it right, of course. I'm not going to say whether they have on or haven't, but based on the entries that are there at the moment, only two people have entered. It's a 50-50 chance of winning. So, change it. Send your entries in as soon as you can. And also, show 50 is only around the corner, and I need you guys to start sending me a list of your favourite songs from episode 26 onwards. Now, again, the newer people won't be able to unless they decide to go back to episode 26, they're more than welcome to. basically, what I need is I need just a few names of songs and artists that you really liked from episode 26 up to 49. Obviously, we're not at 49 yet, but I don't want a handful of people sending me all their stuff on the last day. So start now. Start trickling your suggestions through to me, and I'll start collating basically what will be the top 10 of the best songs from episodes 26 through to 49 to be played on episode 50. Okay, we're going to go on to some feedback, and we'll start with a voice message from Leonie.
Hey ho, me again. Well, what a magnificent show you produced last week. It was really good to get up close and personal with Anyone's Guess and to hear some more of their music to boot. I was having problems with my laptop buffering for parts of the interview, but once I stamped hard enough on the keyboard, everything was hunky-dory again. Wink. And it was great that Sandra joined us in the chat room too. Did you set a date for entries to be in for the competition? I can't remember. I'm just downloading the show now so I can have another listen, and not just in order to enter. And as promised to Anyone's Guess, we will bring pizza when we arrive en masse at their UK debut. It might just be a rather bizarre combination of toppings. Do pineapple and olives go together well? Inquiring minds must find out. And on that bombshell, all for now, your regular correspondent, Leonie, News at 10, West Suffolk, dreaming of ham and pineapple.
I might be on my own on this one, but I think that pineapple and olives just go with absolutely everything. And yes, it was a fantastic show last week. I was so proud of it. There'll be a little bit of news coming on later on about another similar thing. Yes, definitely. I think what we'll do, when anyone's guests announce any competition, I've got competition on the brain, any tour dates in the UK, then what we'll try and do is if we can get a whole crew of us to block book and take a trip over to wherever it is they're going to be. It'd be nice to get What am I calling you guys? You know, Terry Wogan has these togs. What shall I call you guys? Let me know. But anyway, thank you very much, Leonie, for your email. We've also had an email from... bear with me a second. Yes, I've over the last couple of weeks, I've had some people coming out of the woodwork letting me know that they do listen to the show. Like the other Ian, who's in the chat room at the moment. I didn't actually know he was actively listening until he spoke to me yesterday, which is fantastic. And also people that have found out about the show and are interested to find out what it's about. And one of those people is Andrew. Now, Andrew sits next to me at work. It's funny, I've got Andrew on one side and I've got Geordie, who's in the chat room on the other side. And he sent me the following email. He says, "I listened to Friday's show, mate, and I have to say I was really entertained. Although the interview contained a lot of typical questions you would expect to hear in an interview of any kind, I felt the interview was conducted in a relaxed, friendly style, and the banter with the band was extremely fun. I must admit you obviously mentioned the meaning behind I Call You at work last week. However, the show was the first time I heard the song again, and I do agree that the song is that much stronger because of the knowledge I now have surrounding the meaning of the song." Just to interject there, how many of you did actually go and read the lyrics and get the explanation of what I Call You actually means? Go and listen. Go and do that, and then listen to the song again and tell me if you feel the same. Andrew continues, "Friday's was the second show I've listened to, and I have enjoyed both, so I've set my iTunes account to automatically download the new show. I'd like to think that one Friday night I might be able to even listen live, but listening to the recording is the next best thing." Andrew, thank you very much. That was a very unexpected email from you, I have to admit, because I was working from home on Monday when you sent it. But as I've always said, all feedback is welcome, and I really appreciate you taking the time to send it. Andrew makes a very good point about using iTunes or another podcatcher to download the show automatically. Now, I don't know how many of you actually do that. From the stats that I see, a lot of people still listen to the podcast directly from the website. Now, that's absolutely fine. But if you do have iTunes or another podcatcher of some kind, you'd be better off subscribing to it that way. Then the show comes to you rather than you having to go to this site to listen to the show. Okay, I've lost my track completely. That was it. A couple of weeks ago, I had a complaint. And that complaint was, where is the comedy song? Here it is.
A 3-mile drive down a one-way track. I steer my car with a caravan on the back. I find the pitch and then the sky goes black, and the wind is howling, and the rain came down. A slope so steep that the goats avoid. I must be getting paranoid, and I stop myself from getting annoyed. Oh, the wind is howling, and the rain came down. 2 weeks away to ease the stress. By the look of things, I won't have much success. I can't even send out an SOS. So the wind is howling and the rain came down. Take out the awning that I bought that day, and I watch the instructions fly away. A fine way to start my holiday. Oh, the wind is howling and the rain came down. Electric soon cut off at the mains, scared out of me wits by low-flying planes. I knew we should have had 2 weeks in Spain. Oh, the wind is howling and the rain came down. It's really hell in this abode. 666 must be my postcode. And then the porta potty started to explode. Oh, the wind is howling and the rain came down. This is all true, John. The road around us looks like a moat. The caravan has started to float. The flipping thing, it thinks it's a boat. Oh, the wind is howling and the rain came down. For thousands of miles, I've pulled me van from Portishead to Afghanistan. And for just once, I'd like to get a tan. Oh, the wind is howling and the rain came down. We've camped next door to a nuclear site. The farmer insisted that the beach was all right. A three-headed sheep kept me awake all night. Oh, the wind is howling and the rain came down. There's army manoeuvres in the field next door. More water inside than there is outdoors. I can't take it anymore. Oh, the wind is howling, gusting, thrusting, blowing, snowing, breezing, freezing, lightning flashing, and the thunder crashing, and the rain came down, and the rain came down. I'm going to Spain next year. And the rain came down. Anybody, anywhere but North Devon.
You're listening to the Bugcast, with no bugs in it, and a cast of one. Was ever a podcast more wrongly named?
Steer it too many knots leading to the cold white light.
That was Mark Marshall and Another Night. I mentioned earlier on that when we were talking about anyone's guests that I had an announcement to make. And that announcement is that I have secured an interview with Mark Marshall. Shut up! Stop it! You do it... No! You do it on purpose. You are as noisy as you can when I'm doing these shows. But you could do it quieter. Anyway, I have... Stop it. I have secured an interview with Mark Marshall. Mark's actually feeling under the weather at the moment. Ian, the other Ian, has just said, spank Caroline. Right, sorry, can I try and do this again? Well, I'm not going to read that out. Right, I have managed to secure an interview with Mark Marshall coming up, hopefully, in February. Mark's feeling under the weather himself at the moment with... Buggers. Darling, please. What?
Ian, 250 quid.
This is the reason why I will never go professional. Isn't it? Yes, Mark is also suffering from throat problems as I am at the moment. So it's... What?
Suffering from throat problems.
I do apologise for my wife. So, yeah, it's not going to be straight away. So we're looking at about February or March to get an interview set up. But it's wonderful. When I sent him the email saying, you know, could we do it? But... he said that would be actually fantastic, and he felt honoured to be asked, which is great. Anyway, yes, that was Mark Marshall and Another Night, and before that we had Bill Bates and The Caravan Song. And I've just realised, looking at my nose, I didn't tell you what the second song was before Animo's Johnny Five was Fundamental Elements and Asking Myself. All of the songs will be listed in the show notes with links to the websites and also the links to the sources where the tracks came from. For crying out loud! Oh, okay, you've brought me dinner, that's fine. I'll let you off now. Thank you. Can we put that... Oh, for Pete's sake. Right, next week, episode 46 will be on the 30th of January at 9 o'clock. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can do so in a number of ways. You can visit the... Don't edit it out, says Leone. You can visit the Bugcast drop at drop.io/bugcast. And whilst you're there, you can drop off voice messages, news articles, links to anything you like. You can also call through on the telephone, 020-80-99-1550. You can send an email to... to feedback@thebugcast.org, and you can send again voicemails, anything you like, comments, feedback. Give me some feedback about the show, and also introductions if anybody wants to submit one for next week. The website with all the show notes on is at www.thebugcast.org. We're on MySpace, myspace.com/thebugcast. We're on Twitter, twitter.com/thebugcast, and we're also on Facebook. I can't read that out because it's got lots of numbers in it, but if you do a search on Twitter for The Bugcast, you will find us. All the songs this week have come from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at podsafemusicnetwork.com. All that remains is for me to say thank you to everybody for listening tonight, everybody in the chat room. We've got still in here, we've got Leone, we've got an unknown guest, we've got Geordie, Helly, Ian, Katie, Lisa, Marcus, Caroline, the other Ian with an I in it, two I's, I-A-I-N, and Darren. Thank you very much for being here. Thank you for listening. Very much appreciate all the support. And if all goes well, we'll regroup in a week's time. Take care.